Bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Vanderbilt will head down to the Plains to play the Auburn Tigers this Saturday, 11:30 here on the Zone. And Joe, I guess you look back this Saturday night, a 30-7 win over Eastern Michigan for the Commodores. You hate to ever say too much bad about a 30-7 victory, but I know there were some things offensively that Bobby Johnson would like to see cleaned up.
Yeah, it sure didn't feel very good, did it? It was a game where you just kind of struggled through and made too many mistakes, four interceptions, fumbled the ball several times, recovered them all, but, had the potential to turn the ball over a couple of more times, scored three times in six trips in the red zone, a couple of interceptions in the end zone, those kind of things just really sort of took away from it. I thought Eastern Michigan also did a pretty good job defensively of getting some pressure on Chris and did it without having to send a whole lot of crazy blitzes. I would imagine the offensive line was a little bit disappointed at times in the way they were able to protect him. So we were talking about it after the game, too. It is kind of funny because when do you start criticizing a 23-point win? And I'm sure that the guys will look at the film and we'll talk about some things in particular at practice. But the bottom line is it was a 23-point win, and now they're 3-1 heading down to Auburn. And there should be a lot of buildup this week. Auburn with that great win over Florida, and now we're heading down there on the Plains to play. So this will be a very exciting week.
I know Vanderbilt's not a part of it, but how amazing is it that four teams from the SEC East are in the AP Top 11?
It is amazing. And we were sitting watching Saturday develop, Mark, and we looked, and right before our game began, Colorado beats Oklahoma. And, we're starting to watch the upsets begin to fall. And I had said, well, if Florida takes care of business now, that LSU-Florida game is the national game next week, and it still probably is. But then when Florida lost, that took a little bit of the luster away from that game. And LSU's kind of sitting there thinking, okay, if we just mind our business, people are falling away. They're in the best position they've been in ever, maybe, or certainly in a long time, to have a chance to win the whole thing. So this Saturday, a lot of rubber meets the road. Vanderbilt, Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, LSU, Florida, Kentucky, South Carolina. A lot of moving is done this week.
And you and Kevin have alluded to this since the beginning of the season, and that is that the Commodores offense doesn't run, by Earl Bennett alone. Sean Walker getting heavily involved, I know, Saturday. And that's going to be important when you go up. And Groves probably is out for this week for Auburn. Quentin Groves, their best defensive player. But even so, you are going up against probably maybe the fastest, maybe the best defense this side of LSU you're going to see all season.
Certainly the fastest, and there's no doubt about that. And if Groves does not play, that is certainly a significant loss for them. But, we had talked, there are other receivers on this team that have the ability, I think, to make big plays. Sean Walker the other night, George Smith has made some big catches throughout his career. He's got good size, and you're even starting to see these other guys. You're seeing Justin Wheeler a lot now. Of course, the tight ends, I think Justin Green, this redshirt freshman, they really like. You're going to see him more in the mix. I think you see the tight end utilized more as the season goes on. But you can't rely on Earl Bennett getting you 15 catches and 220 yards in a game. He's done it, but you can't count on that. And so those other guys are going to have to be looked to on occasion, and certainly this week would be a great place to do it.
And defensively, you can't say too much bad about what the Commodores did on Saturday, because they were flying all over the place. They forced some turnovers, a whole handful of interceptions. I thought the defense was outstanding on that one.
You hold them to 170-something yards of total offense. I don't think you could complain. Five interceptions by five different guys. Including Alan Strong, who was the first time he'd taken the field, I believe, and got out there on defense and got an interception. And so I thought that was very impressive. They forced a fumble, and Eastern Michigan had not lost a fumble all season long. They were usually very good at taking care of the football. So very good against the run, as we expected they would be. I think a lot of those guys are kind of growing up under fire. The Stephen Stone, Broderick Stewart, those guys are getting a lot of playing time now. Greg Billinger on the defensive line had an interception. Second defensive tackle on the team to have an interception, that is rare. So I really like the way they played, and thank goodness they did, because the way the offense was struggling early on, that game could have been a lot different.
Joe, we appreciate it, and talk to you tomorrow morning.
See you tomorrow morning.